This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Past 7 after the hour, this is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, here to discuss the charts, the stories, and the people for the week of May 9th to 13th. Lots of important things being downloaded, if you will. Questions. I think we have more questions than answers, Michael, when you get right down to it, looking at all of these things that are going on and wondering, all of it's piling up. Everything seems to be piling up as one pile. You know, I don't know about your kitchen cabinet, if it looks like mine. There's a lot of things piled up. And that's kind of the way I feel about what's going on in the world. I would think you would have, it's a yeoman's job to look around and try to figure out what the story list ought to look like every week, because the pile gets deeper, doesn't it?
No question about it. And a lot of the piles overlap with each other. So you have piles connected to piles. And but you said something very interesting. The questions are far louder and more defined than the answers. We're dealing with rhetorical questions. We're dealing with all kinds of possibilities. And as a result, lots of opinion and little fact to base those opinions on. Because even the experts, I mean, even if you talk about COVID, or you talk about the war in Ukraine, or various causes of the economic conditions we're facing, it's good that there are different points of view, but we don't know really what the sources are in terms of true information. I've got the top 10 stories all laid out here for us, if you're ready to go.
Yeah, please, let's go from number 10 to number 1, the story list from Talkers for this week.
All right, number 10, we have wildfires out in the western states, and that ties into the topic of climate change. And number 9, we have a combination of immigration and race relations. At number 8, we have crime and violence, and that's tied with gun control, which always becomes a conversation on talk shows across the country when you have crime and violence, especially gun violence. At number 7, the ongoing saga of Elon Musk and Twitter. At number 6, the January 6th committee, and that's tied with a whole slew of Trump activities. Donald Trump, on one level, he's being investigated and indicted and subpoenaed and all kinds of problems. And another level, he's trying to be the king of the GOP and set the stage for a 2024 comeback. At number 5, we have a continuation of number 6, partisan politics and the elections, from current elections through the midterms, through the presidential election of 2024. It's all on the table. At number 4, COVID-19. At number 3, the economy. At number 2, the Russia-Ukraine war, and that's tied with changes in U.S. foreign policy. And number 1, second week in a row, abortion rights. And that, of course, is it's hard to believe abortion is the number 1 topic, because talk show hosts usually don't like to talk about abortion, but right now it is center stage.
It's like the three things that lazy hosts would always go to was talking about abortion, talking about whether or not the capital punishment systems work, you know, that sort of thing, gun control. Those are all the lazy man's conversational topics until you get into a situation like now, yeah. Okay, excuse me, you're going to the people list. Yeah.
Yeah, the people list. At number 10, we have Xi Jinping. We have Elon Musk at 9. Congressman Josh Hawley at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Joe Manchin is number 6. Dr. Mehmet Oz at 5. Donald Trump is at 4. Number 3 is Vladimir Zelensky. Number 2 is Vladimir Putin. And number 1 is Joe Biden. Another crazy week in paradise.
I was thinking of you when the business of climate change and wondering what impacts our weather. Sometimes people go out as far as looking at the sun and the sun storms and what that may be. But this week, my imagination went even further than that. And I'm betting yours did, too, because you and I enjoy these stories about what's going on in space and the discovery, or at least I don't know that it's a discovery. It's a visual some sort of confirmation as to that black hole that's in the middle of our galaxy. And because it is as huge as it is, and you think about our galaxy and the fact that this thing is like, what, 27,000 light years away or some unimaginable distance, and yet that's within our own galaxy, which is one of the smallest galaxies in our sector of the universe. And the universe, I mean, just it back to boggling your mind. We have, look, all of these things that are troubling us on the story list, and they all seem inconsequential when you look at the enormity of what else there is, what else goes on, how else the universe is shaped. You feel
well,
that way?
Obviously, as Carl Sagan called it, a pale blue dot. Yeah. And on that little pale blue dot is every life that ever lived in the human race, every story of history, every battle, every war, every book ever written, every song ever recorded, every religion, all the family lineages, and our history all the way back to the beginning of the human race and life itself. All, everything we know, everybody we know, all exists on that pale little blue dot, a speck in a giant, infinite ocean of cosmology.
Yeah. It sounds dramatic, but think about something, again, we can't even begin to imagine. This thing is 4 million times the size of our sun. It's called Sagittarius A. There have been a lot of inferences, but no sighting until now. And this is a photo, sort of.
The way they do this is they're able to tell that black holes are there by the impact they have on the stars that surround them.
Mm-hmm. They suck them in.
So
basically,
yeah, well,
right?
they don't just suck them in. What they do is, in many cases, they cause them to go into orbit around them. A black hole has the same basic premise, the same basic effect on the space around it as a star. A black hole is a star whose gravity is so powerful, almost infinite, to the point that light cannot escape it, that even photons, even light, cannot get the kind of escape velocity necessary to leave the star. As a result, they appear black, which means they don't appear at all. We can't see them.
Right.
Now we're starting to see them because there's a little bit of a haze around the event horizon, and some of them actually spew out beams of energy. So you can see them. So now with the new telescopes that we have and the amazing technology that astronomers have, we're actually able to now see these black holes, or evidence of them, visual evidence of black holes that before we could not possibly imagine seeing, but we knew that they were there based upon mathematical theory.
Yep. Wow. Also based on, well, I suppose this is a mathematical theory, Einstein's theory of general relativity, which is, I think, what you're referring to, in essence.
Yes.
Predictions that he made well over 100 years ago as to what is out there, energy is never lost, it just changes form.
That's a whole other area of controversy with black holes that the late Stephen Hawking was involved in. And they call it Hawking radiation, the fact that Hawking discovered that actually black holes eventually start to evaporate, and given enough time, will disappear. All of the stuff that went in them is now going to come out of them.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything about black holes in terms of what they really mean. This is an area of physics where everything that we know breaks down, and we're really facing a set of unknowns that are greater than what we do know.
it's hugely important to have a grasp of this, and yet we still are spending a lot of time trying to deal with the issues of the day that seem pretty simplistic as compared to this. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here to discuss with me the stories and the people, more discussing it with you. We continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me take you back to 1997 for a moment. The folks at Calitrin set out to create a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that would be safe for everybody. They tested it. They did studying. They went through all kinds of machinations to come up with Calitrin, which is the healthiest weight loss formula ever created. Think about this. They've been around for 25 years. You know, and I know, there are things on the market right now. You can see the ads all over the internet. You can hear ads on radio and television for these things. They are here today and literally gone tomorrow. Not the case with Calitrin. Hundreds of thousands of successful uses of this. People all over the place talking about their journal to better health. You can get some of their stories by going to Calitrin's website. It's toploss.com. So the underscore here is this is a product that works. Now there are three ways to deliver it. The traditional capsules, the liquid, and now in powder form. Check it all out. And by the way, get to the bottom line. Lose the weight. Keep it off naturally with Calitrin at toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If your mental image of a robot in the home is Rosie from the Jetsons, it's time to meet Lucy. Small, efficient robots from the home robot company Trifo offers a new take on home help with an artificial intelligence twist. Lucy Ultra Edition is a compact, round robot that comes packed with features to make your life easier, including unique visual and depth perception so she can keep clear of objects as short as 1 inch, even pet accidents. Other standout features include Lucy's adaptive technology that allows her to learn her surroundings, following routes that adapt to the environment while avoiding off-limit zones, and alerts you to unusual motion in the house when you aren't home. Lucy is compatible with Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant, so you can integrate her with other smart home features. Lucy doesn't only vacuum, she mops too, with a dustbin water tank combination that sends an alert when the water level gets low. For more information, visit www.trifolucy.com about the potential of advanced AI robots for home use.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now on the week's official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here as usual with Michael Harrison from Talkers. He's the executive of everything.
Well, he's got actually, a couple I'm of good... not. Actually, no, we have a fabulous staff. When you,
yes.
when you say that, you get me in trouble because
no, I, don't
I did the least amount of work there. We have a tremendous staff.
How dare you? Then.
It's grown to, over the years. It's 32 years Talkers has been around, which is also a testament to how strong talk media has been for years and years and years.
Well, people want to have an out. Remember the days when Jerry Williams used to talk about Vox Populi? Jerry was one of the great hosts in the era of what people think is the greatest era of talk radio. I don't know. Maybe each era is the greatest era of talk radio. But there were, the voice of the people. That's what Vox Populi is.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we've talked in the conventions we've had about this giving talk radio gives people a way to let off steam.
I think that's true. I think talk radio really is at this point. I don't think people need talk radio to let off steam because Vox Populi is now social media. I think what talk radio does is it gives the really top commentators, the really top thinkers, the really top speakers the chance to be in a platform that's major league. It's like the Major League Baseball and Major League Sports gives the best athletes the chance to play in the best stadiums on the best shows and show what they do, whereas there still is sandlot baseball, there still is amateur basketball, there still is community theater, but Broadway still gives the best actors, the best writers the chance to be seen, and that's really what talk radio has become. It's the vehicle that the best commentators, the most daring and brave pundits, people who have perhaps a point of view that you won't hear in the more vanilla mainstream media. And that's how it's evolved. The days of it being your forum where you can get on the radio and speak and the only place that you could be heard, that is long ago and far away.
Yeah, well, but it still is a great way of learning, sharing, whatever.
Yes.
So here's something I want to share with you. Let's see if everybody remembers that this weekend marks the 50th anniversary of Watergate. You believe that? The break-in at Watergate occurred during this weekend in 1972. Remember the five guys who were, and one of them became a great talk radio host.
One of them became our friend.
Yeah. He's a great guy. I love this
Gordon
company.
Liddy.
Yeah.
G. Gordon right. Liddy, interesting character.
One of the most interesting people I have ever met in my life. And working with him, he was on the same network that I was on for a long time. He was just a character, and smart, and subtle, in a way, you know, and that brings up a point about who makes a great talk radio host. Because now we're looking at podcasters. Okay, they're the next round of good hosts. But it's always been the characters, politicians. Look at Buddy Cianci in Providence. He's the guy who went, he was mayor of Providence twice, went to jail twice. He's probably the most popular guy they ever had on the radio there.
Yeah. Right? Well, I'll tell you, the talk radio industry is an equal opportunity employer. It doesn't seem to have any bias against convicted felons.
No. So,
maybe that's actually a credential sure. that helps you get a job.
Well, I remember a quick remembrance of White House. There was a White House, you know, they used to invite all the talk radio hosts to come. And there, we were outside in the morning at 4 or 5 o'clock. And I sat at a table next to... The plaque had my name on it. Next to that was Gordon Liddy's name and a plaque, or it wasn't a plaque. It was a picture of him because he wasn't allowed to show up at the White House because he was a felon. Right. And that was those days. Unbelievable. Great stuff. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Satellite images released Thursday have revealed the extent of damage caused by recent flooding at Yellowstone National Park. The flooding, which began earlier this week, caused extremely hazardous conditions throughout the park, which spreads across Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. The floodwaters were spurred by heavy rain and snowmelt. The National Park Service said most of the damage happened in the northern section of the park. Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney on Thursday accused the White House of misleading Congress about its need for additional funding for COVID-19 programs. During a Senate Health Committee meeting, Romney expressed surprise that the White House reallocated $10 billion to fund the purchase of additional vaccines, therapeutics, and monoclonal antibodies on June 8th, after it had previously told lawmakers it did not have the funding to purchase such items. This is USA Radio News. As religious conservatives gathered this week at a sprawling resort near the Grand Ole Opry House, Nikki Haley pressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority crowd to look to the future. Haley, the former South Carolina governor, who was also ambassador to the United Nations under President Trump, said, "It's up to us to deliver a new birth of patriotism." An announcement in the near future could complicate efforts by other ambitious Republicans to mount campaigns. Haley, for instance, has said she would not run against Trump. Retailers and marketers have been quick to commemorate Juneteenth with an avalanche of merchandise, from ice cream to t-shirts to party cups. But many are getting backlash on social media for what critics say undermines the day. Designated as a federal holiday last year to honor the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. A search for Juneteenth items among online sellers produced everything from toothpicks with Pan-African flags to party plates. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour now, the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, going through some of the stories that relate to the top 10, the people on the list as well, and then some ancillary stories. The world, oftentimes the countdown will have stories that are sports related. There's so much going on in the rest of the world, sometimes it's hard to get those in, but I know those of us who are from the Boston area are upset because the Celtics lost out on a bid to be the world, or at least the U.S. Does that bother you? World champions. They're the world champions. There are plenty of other basketball teams around the world. Like in China, we don't play the Chinese to get to become the world champion basketball players, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, the world champion usually is a exaggerated term.
Figure
in sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were 3 world champion boxers, you know. That's why they call it the undisputed champion when you have all 3 of the belts. There's different associations. The word world champion is an extreme term. How about baseball? You know, the World Series. It really is the 2 right. major American leagues.
Yeah.
But we know what it means. It's generally recognized that the U.S. is best at certain sports. So if you're the world champion baseball team, you're probably the best team in the world or one of them. If you're the world champion NBA team, you're probably the best. Football, definitely the best. However, hockey is not that case.
Or soccer.
Soccer and hockey, the U.S. does, the NHL, which is the major hockey league in the U.S., may not win a World Series with, say, a Russian team or some of the Scandinavian teams. So it's an interesting thing, and the world is changing. Baseball was once considered totally American.
Yeah.
It's huge in Japan and gigantic in the Dominican Republic and parts of South America. The world's changing.
Yeah, it sure is. You know, I want to go back to the Talkers Convention for a few minutes and talk about some of the takeaways, because there were a number. And by the way, you're going to be posting this, the audio and the video, right?
People who want in the next couple of weeks, you'll be able to see most of the sessions, about 90% of the sessions that took place at the convention at talkers.com.
Free. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's something. It's fun to see sometimes people who want to know what their favorite host looks like. You watch these things and you get the drift of, like, what's Joe Pags look like, really? Joe Pags, a big guy. Give you that.
Although one of the results of this modern multi-platform era that we're in is that radio personalities are not as mysterious in terms of their real physical looks as they were in the old days. Well, many of them have cameras. They have cameras in the studios. Yeah. Radio shows are also carried on video. They have podcasts. They have websites, and their pictures are plastered all over the place. Yeah. Back in the day, there was controversy in the radio industry as to whether on billboards they should put the pictures of the DJs, because mm-hmm. then people would see them and go, "Oh my gosh,
got a good face for radio."
Exactly. The term face for radio. That part. Part of the mystique of being on radio was that the people would see you in their mind's eye. Now, everybody knows what everybody looks like because of Facebook and, all of those social media platforms.
You know what I find most interesting? I think I'm the only one left who's been at all of these conventions, because we had Jim Bohannon and I, who I think shared in that for many years. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to be with us this past week. And hold a good thought for him, because he's a great, great guy. I think, to go back to some of the things that were takeaways, if you will, from conversations about what it was that was important over the years and how things have changed, the podcast thing. And we had a session on podcast. You had a session. A lot of people talking. I think not just in one. I mean, almost everyone that I listened to had some element of discussion regarding podcasts. And how to do them right and how to do them wrong. And we had the expert who's there, whose name now I can see him, but I can't remember his name. He led one of the panels. Why can I not remember his name?
His name is Steve Goldstein.
Steve Goldstein, that's it. Right. And so, talking about that, one of the things that came about, I don't know if you heard this conversation or not, but one of the most successful podcast companies is a company that is focused on rather edgy material that has to do with sexuality. And this site's called OnlyFans, and they have people on it like Courtney and Nick, who specialize in showing everybody their thighs. The podcast is called Texas Thighs, and on this podcast company, so far they have paid out $3.2 billion to the creators of various podcasts since 2016. I don't know. Who wants to look at somebody's thighs? Why is that something? I suppose there's a little something for everybody. All right?
Who would want to look at somebody's thighs?
They make hundreds of thousands of dollars a month showing people your thighs.
Yeah, I have a special fans-only podcast for myself.
You?
I show various angles of my nose.
Really?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Nobody paid me $1 billion, but I did get a check for $10. A year's worth of them.
Congratulations.
You
do seriously have a podcast. Now, we have podcasts in this program. The Good Day.
It's not terribly sexual, but it's...
No, not at all. Well, it probably doesn't need to be. You get the thigh thing over there. But when you do the podcast, what do you have in mind? This is a very good exercise, because people probably want to know, who listen to podcasts and to radio people, how do you look at doing the podcast? Is it different than doing a radio program? In your mind, when you prepare to do a podcast, is your mind in a different place than it might be if you were doing a regular radio show?
because I'm such a media freak and a media theorist, my head is always in a somewhat different place depending upon the platform I'm on. I'm very aware that there's a difference between performing in front of a camera or performing just in front of a microphone, performing on something that's considered broadcast, and performing on something that's narrowcast. So the basic difference on a podcast is I'm not that concerned about public standards, about the fact that I'm on somebody else's radio station and I have to protect their license. There might be children listening. That's the broadcast mentality. Whereas when you're doing a podcast, I think the best podcasts are the ones that are narrow casted, the ones that are for a specific audience about a specific topic in which you can do what we call a deep dive. And that's the difference for me.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's a great way to look at it. Something different, that's all. We're all thirsting. There's just so much of everything. Videos. My son, you know, is a scriptwriter in Hollywood, and we talk often about how you write something that's different than everybody else writes to get it produced. Because there are 500 television programs and movies at any given moment under production. Think about that. Who's watching this? Who's listening to these podcasts? I suppose you could ask that question as well.
Well, when it comes down to, in today's world, every minute counts. You can't phone it in. You can't mail it in. You can't just go there and go, hey, here I am, world, because this is the only game in town and I've got the job. Yeah. I mean, you've got to have something. You've got to bring something to the table. If you don't bring something to the table other than your ego, then you're not going to be listened to or watched or read. And if it's democratized and everybody can have a platform and everybody can make a movie and everybody can make a record and everybody can write a column and have a show, well, then you'd better be damn good at what you do if you expect to stand out. Otherwise, you're just, you know, flapping your gums and doing it for the sake of your own ego or your own exercise. You got to have something specific to do, but I do believe you've got to make every minute count. That's the world we live in today, not just in terms of media, in terms of relationships, in terms of conversations. Don't be long-winded. Don't bloviate. Don't waste people's time.
Oh, shucks. I can't bloviate anymore?
No, you can't. You've got to really be careful. Otherwise, you'd be bloviating in a vacuum.
Yes, we don't want that. Who needs a vacuum?
You know I'm right. I mean, doesn't it come down to that? Think about it.
Right. And you know what? And here's a philosophy. I don't think we've ever talked about this on the air. People ask me oftentimes, what is the secret to me in my continuing conversation? One of the things that comes to mind, and this is not true of the newer folks because they don't have the background that you and I do, being from music radio, I don't want a conversation on my program to last longer than a record does. So the average record is 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes. So if I have a conversation that's longer than that, it better be pretty stimulating. Otherwise, I'm moving on to the next record. What do you think that's because we came out of talk radio? I mean, because we came out of music radio. I think that.
Yeah, to a certain degree. Look, the fact that we're doing a countdown of subjects, isn't that influenced by music radio?
Oh, yes.
I mean, come on.
I remember, I interviewed Casey Kasem once about this. And he said, because I told him, you know, he didn't know there was a talk radio countdown show. He said, there is? And I said, yeah, it is modeled after what you do. And he was very flattered by that. Talkers Magazine and the list of people who are on the top of mind in discussions for the week of June 13th to the 17th, courtesy of the folks editing and publishing Talkers Magazine, the staff there. At number 10 on the people list is Tony Fauci. Notice I didn't say phony Fauci, but that's what I was thinking. Elon Musk is number 9. Putin and Xi Jinping, number 8, tied for that position. Brett Kavanaugh, still in his problems, focus on him because of the threats, number 7. Ron DeSantis, in the spotlight, the governor of Florida, number 6. Jenny Thomas, the wife of the Supreme Court Justice, in kind of the hot seat at number 5. Liz Cheney at number 4. Jerome Powell is 3. Donald Trump is in the second position, and I think weakening somewhat. And then Joe Biden is the number 1, always wondering what it is that's next. He's going to the Middle East, I think, this coming week. So there'll be lots to talk about with regard to that here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, we have continuing conversation here. Stick around. Michael and I continue in a matter of moments.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-333-1750. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door is Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the list of the top stories this week, so you'll have them. Oftentimes we get in our discussions on both the Talk Radio Review and the Countdown, and we don't get to each of the stories. So here's the list, the official list. At 10, the overview of the talk radio convention that we had last week. Lots of hosts there and lots of hosts talking about it. The situation with weather is number 9. Social media is in the 8th place. Race relations, number 7. Crime, violence, guns, number 6. Number 5, the war. Is there? I don't have to say the Russian-Ukrainian war, right? We all know what the war is. Number 4 is the continuing, we're at war with ourselves over COVID-19 information, what to do, what not to do, what to take, what not to take, amazing. Number 3, the committee that's having hearings on what happened, well, the fact they stopped the hearings, January 6th hearings, that's the story. Number 2, partisan politics, and number 1, the national economy. That's the list. All right, so Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the specialty shows, you know, we talk a lot about the things that go on Monday through Friday, the weekend stuff. We got about a minute. There are a lot of good weekend shows now, and I thought it was neat. It was kind of neat to have some of those profiled as some of them become more and more important, right?
is...
Well, I think weekends are one of the most important elements on the broadcast schedule. And for many years, radio stations have undervalued their weekends by having shows on that are not necessarily cream of the crop. So
right.
I think that there's a new awareness of the importance of weekends for listening. Some of the highest rated shows are on the weekends. And radio stations should continue to think about putting their best foot forward on the weekends as well as Monday to Friday. And at nights as well. Nighttime radio as well.
It's like, it seemed like for a while everybody was being discounted, and that's not a good idea because the weekends are important, as you've said. All right, Michael, thank you. Join you again next week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, a fixture on the Talk Radio Countdown program. I don't know, does that mean you've been doing this for a long time, so do you figure you could be a fixture? I think you could be.
Could be. It's like lawyers are always practicing law. I guess when we get it right, we can stop.
Yeah, right. And stop charging people so much for your learning experience. There's another end to that story. College professor, professor of law and lawyer, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, with a focus on some of the issues, the stories this week. I also want to have a moment because you're the founder of Scamicide.com, the website, which is all about the dangers of scams and how much more of this stuff is going on with regard to raising money for the Ukrainians. And I don't know, I think it's worth a moment each time we think about this to understand, for example, this week I was looking at some of the social media stuff that is all about. One of the things on the countdown, number 8, by the way, is the social media world and how the scams affect people. It's so prolific. They're so good at it. Now, it's hard to know, at least if you're responding to something online, Steve, what's real and what isn't.
Yeah, it's just about impossible, actually. And that's a tough thing. And the scammers, they're always taking advantage of anything that has the public interest and the best feelings of the public. You know, you want to help the families of the shootings in Texas. You want to help the people of Ukraine. And so you're contacted on social media. You're contacted on the phone. And you're contacted through an email or a text message. You can never be sure who is actually contacting you. And sometimes, you know, it's a total scam name. Other times, they may be posing as a legitimate charity. So as far as helping out the people of Ukraine, what I suggest is a great website called charitynavigator.org. Now, you can get two things there. One, you will go and you'll find out if that charity is a legitimate charity, and also if it's a legitimate charity where you can really contact the real people and not the scammers. But you'll also find, as you and I have discussed many times, so-called even legitimate charities, and there are a lot of these popping up with Ukraine too, who are keeping the lion's share of the money for themselves for administrative fees and costs and salaries. So you just can't trust these, you know, these tears on our heartstrings. I saw one on TikTok, and this person was pleading for assistance, and you could hear gunfire. But if you looked really closely, all of the cars on the street where this was going on were in the UK. They all had UK license plates. So unless there is a London neighborhood in Ukraine, people who paid on that one were getting scammed.
Yeah, really scammed. But most people aren't sophisticated enough to know the difference between they know kind of European license plates. You don't know the difference between a German one and a British one and a Ukrainian one. That's the problem. Yeah, exactly. Okay, now into the immigration department and some of the things that are going on. It seems to me like we're not even talking about it because we're so wrapped up in Russia and COVID still and January 6th that the legalities of people coming in here, what they do with them. I had, there was one country, and I'm trying to remember which one I did a story about this week, that has done a great job with immigration in the fact that they embrace people if they are going to contribute something. And there's an efficient line that brings everybody into focus that, you know, isn't necessarily always it's not always in play here in America, let's put it that way.
Well, you know, you're picking up on a really important aspect of this. And quite frankly, if you look at just the statistics of the birth rate in the United States and the job market, we do need immigrants to come in and do a lot of jobs. And so this is something where I don't think the immigration policy is just a mess.
It's
really done nothing with it. And we do need a better organized immigration, but one that also is looking at people who are going to bring in skills that we dire need of.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right, the situation here, the focus on the talk radio world, that's what Steve's all about. He teaches classes. Are you doing summer school this year? You teach classes in the summer?
I'm passing on summer school this year.
Yeah. All right. Well, I was thinking I'd take a class with you this summer. That's out of the question.
That would be terrific.
It would be. How would you handle that? That would be. That's something to think about. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, the college prof from Bentley, one of the leading experts on scams, and all good reasons to have him here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.